Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Johnny Vedmore recently published an article exposing the hidden history of the mysterious World Economic Forum, who is currently waging war against the world with their Great Reset. Founder and director Klaus Schwab's three mentors were the most influential people in America's thermonuclear deterrence program, as well as leading proponents of a one-world government. Henry Kissinger recruited Klaus Schwab at the Harvard International Seminar, which was funded by the CIA. During this time, Kissinger was focused on global governance and depopulation. But it was with the Council on Foreign Relations that Kissinger became a major player by wargaming psychological operations involving America's growing thermonuclear weapons arsenal and writing the book on nuclear weapons and foreign policy. John K. Galbraith was a highly influential economist who helped Klaus Schwab create the World Economic Forum. Galbraith was an economist at Harvard who traveled to Germany in 1938 to study land policies under Hitler's National Socialist government. From there, he went to work on an advisory committee for FDR's New Deal. After World War II ended, his work shifted into nuclear weapons. Galbraith was tasked with evaluating the overall economic effects of the wartime bombing. He interrogated Nazi war criminal Albert Speer and was sent to Hiroshima and Nagasaki to evaluate the damage caused by the nuclear weapons attack. By 1968, Galbraith had joined Kissinger in his pursuit of a one-world government. And it was during this time that Kissinger introduced Galbraith to Klaus Schwab, along with Herman Kahn, who in 1967 suggested subverting democracy by training a select group of global leaders, which later became the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leaders. Both Kissinger and Galbraith were heavily involved in the religion of thermonuclear deterrent warfare. But Herman Kahn was, as the New Yorker puts it, the heavyweight of the Megadeth intellectuals, and is commonly referred to as the real Dr. Strangelove. Kahn wrote the official military policy on nuclear deterrence and believed that if everyone had nuclear weapons, the world would know peace. By the late 60s, Kahn was pushing for a European Union and joined Galbraith in 1970 on a European speaking tour to support Klaus Schwab's recruitment drive for the first European Management Symposium, now known as the World Economic Forum. And while they were doing that, Klaus Schwab helped merge his father's nuclear weapons company into a company that he then directed to illegally build nuclear weapons for the South African government. In 1972, the Club of Rome published The Limits to Growth, which planted the seeds of the depopulation agenda. And while Kahn, Kissinger, and Galbraith helped Schwab get started, what really brought him the international support he was hoping for was when he introduced the ideas of depopulation. In 1972, the Club of Rome's founder was invited by Schwab to make the keynote speech in 1973. As controversial as it was, even Herman Kahn opposed it, the World Economic Forum suddenly caught the attention and financial support of powerful elitists everywhere and blew up to what it has become today. The article suggests that Schwab's supervillain persona is a deliberate marketing tactic to gain the attention from those who seek power and wealth to join Klaus Schwab as stakeholders in society. The author believes that the World Economic Forum is reaching its maximum level of expansion before its inevitable collapse, because eventually people will fight back. But they already know that, and all they really seem to care about is world government, depopulation, and thermonuclear war. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt.
Gentlemen, it is more important than ever to celebrate those that were way ahead of their time and stood up for freedom. And God's really laid that on my heart. And I think about people like Ted Gunderson, General Parton, and some that are still living, like J. Edgar Griffin. And these are really the people that Ron Paul, myself, and so many others stand on their shoulders. And so for the rest of the hour, David Parton joins us, the grandson of General Benton K. Parton. I can go over David's whole military history and things he's done, or I could talk about, you know, his grandfather introducing myself. But, you know, it was very early on, right as I was getting on Access TV in 1995, that Oklahoma City happened, and all the tapes were being sent that were only in the local news of General Parton exposing the bombs, the building, the rest of it. And a year later, I got to meet him. Probably had dinner with him 10 times, talked to him on the phone many times, and had him on the show probably 60, 70, 80 times. I don't have the number, but it was maybe 100. And he was just an incredible patriot, and it's key to understand. People say Alex Jones is tomorrow's news today. No, it's because I had a chance to not just people like General Parton, but my uncle, who was in Iran-Contra and Army Special Operations and the Vietnam War hero, six Silver Stars, you name it, and never even told people about it until he died. We opened up all this stuff, so we knew he was a war hero. And all of this, they were the ones that told me what was happening and that literally set me off what I was doing. So we think about the LGBT drag queen story time, having first contact with our children and the influence I was having. Well, imagine the influence I got that was so good and it was so strong, and it's just amazing. So I appreciate David Parton joining us. GeneralParton.com is the website to remember his great grandfather, all the great things he did, but a true icon, unsung hero of the fight we're in today. And what would General Parton of GeneralParton.com say today, witnessing this, about the communist program that we now know we are all facing, and he was right. So, David Parton, we salute you. I'm going to try to give you the floor for most of the hour here because I can run on. Wherever you want to start about your grandfather, yourself, this journey, and just what he would be saying today if he was alive. We know he's looking down on us from heaven.
That's right, Alex. Thanks so much for allowing me to come on and talk about Granddad. You know, growing up, I got exposed to the InfoWar show at a very early age. And you know, getting to be a part of his life was just incredible. You know, I sent a couple other pictures too, kind of when he was in uniform, and one of them, I don't know if we can get it pulled up later, was when he was in the armament laboratory commander, and you can kind of see his cold, steely military eyes, you know, just bearing down, you know, talking about weapons. But, you know, I wanted to get on the show today and just bring some context, because I always hear you mentioning Granddad, and I really, you know, growing up next to that and seeing what he went through and bringing a firsthand perspective to it and remembering him and taking his leadership and trying to preserve that history, I think is very important at this point.
Well, that's right. For those who don't know, he pioneered the modern weapons. He pioneered secret space program. He ran HAARP. I mean, he was a super engineer brainiac, for those that don't know.
Yes. He had a master, like a dual master's in metallurgy. And he's just an incredible guy. Honestly,
space planes, all of it's classified, but it's known he was the main impetus.
Yeah, and he was the most versatile man I had ever met in my life. And you know, I just wanted to bring that kind of perspective and talk a little bit about, you know, share some family stories about his childhood and kind of what helped him develop and, you know, what helped me develop as well. But I'd like to start out with a Bible verse. It's Hosea 4:6. And this is from the New Living Translation. So, my people are being destroyed because they don't know me. Since you priests refuse to know me, I refuse to recognize you as my priests. Since you have forgotten the laws of your God, I will forget to bless your children. And I think that's kind of right where we're at in today's world. But one of the first things I wanted to get to was his early life in Chadburn. You know, Granddad grew up on a farm, and it was kind of a rough life for him. He had, you know, but he enjoyed it. You know, he worked hard, sun up to sundown, went to school. But you know, I could tell that Granddad wanted to, you know, had a calling to do something different. But one of the stories he passed along to me was I call it the fox in the hen house story. So one of his duties was to you know, tend to the chickens. And you know, one morning he got up and noticed that you know, some of the chickens were gone, and there was a bunch of feathers flying around everywhere that he could, you know, he couldn't account for. So he had a good idea of what was happening. He figured something was getting into the coop at night and taking, hauling off with his chickens. So what he did, and this is a farm story from the 20s, but he rigged up a shotgun to the coop somehow, that when the door opened, it just went ahead and blasted whatever was trying to get in there. So he booby trapped the coop, and you know, he kind of just had the mentality that he had to protect what was his. He had to protect his livelihood. And, you know, that was his early farm life growing up there in the 20s.
And then he traveled the country energizing people like myself, rigging those shotguns, didn't he?
Absolutely. 100%. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, is that, you know, the New World Order's plan has been booby-trapped, Alex. And it's been booby-trapped by people like General Parton. It's been booby-trapped by Ted Gunderson and all these people who saw the corruption at the highest levels and, you know, chose to do the right thing and use their God-given rights to speak out on it. So we wouldn't be here in that position if it wasn't for them. But, you know, Granddad, you know, he graduated and he got into the college, and he joined up in the Army Air Corps, and he started flying, and he got to be kind of witness to the whole firebombing that was happening there in Germany. And it really bothered him, the kind of indiscriminate killing that was going on.
And that's why he helped develop the precision guided munitions.
Yes, sir. That's 100% correct.
And people don't know, your grandfather was like a super pioneer inventor, like up there with Thomas Edison. I mean, he literally is one of the main fathers up there of precision guided munitions.
That's correct. He wrote the first request to industry for a laser in the 1950s. And you know, it came back and forth. The, in one of the first projects they were working on was a maser. And I'll come back to that, but I wanted to finish up with the firebombing. So that kind of came later. But after he got the request for approval for the Mazer, he started working on the Mazer. It was a precursor to it. And Granddad, you know, got exposed to the guys in the dark suits showing up and shutting down his operation and, going ahead and taking all of his information. And he told me personally that he would be studying wreckage from damage of stuff that happened, you know, in other countries. And he would see, you know, evidence of, you know, the weapon system he was working on that had got shut down. So it's like this technologies, they get, you know, exposed and you know, brought up and built up, but then they get
David Parton, stay there. This is so powerful. We're going to come back. Again, folks, this is the grandson. He's a veteran himself, the former secret head of HAARP, secret space program. What you're getting is intel you're not going to get anywhere else. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. One of the grandfathers of the fight against the New World Order, General Benton K. Parton, and his grandson. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. PR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I should have. Maybe I didn't love you.
You know, when I first got involved in the Liberty Movement and was instantly successful, I got to meet all these incredible people, mainly old men who had been at the top of their fields, who knew what was coming, and they knew that they were going to live forever. Whether it was Charlton Heston or General Parton or Ted Gunderson or so many, and they would literally grab him by the arm and say, "This is coming. You've got to get ready. You've got to be a leader, and you've got to be strong, and you've got to keep your nose to the grindstone because we can't let him win." And I remember talking on the phone and doing countless interviews with General Parton, and I would bring up other topics. He would say, "Listen, it's a communist program. Here's how you stop it." And everything he said has happened. And I'm sure talking to his grandson, a veteran himself and a scientist in his own right, David Parton runs GeneralParton.com. Can you tell the stories about your great... Your grandfather was a great man. Just the amount of things he did and innovated, and then his greatest innovation was challenging the false flag of Oklahoma City and Waco and the New World Order and going around and energizing the Liberty Movement. It's just a critical catalyst that's got to be recognized for those of us alive today to realize it's not just us, but it's those we inspire into the future. So you were getting into the bombing of Dresden. He was in World War II, Army Air Corps. He thought that was indiscriminate. He came up with the precision guided munitions, the first lasers, the HARP program. I mean, it's all classified. He wouldn't tell me most of it, or hardly any of it, but it's on record. He might have told you some things, but please continue.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. And the plan is out there. Being a little kid and growing up, and I used to spend the summers up with granddad. And
he goes, "Not a plan, a program."
Yeah, so it is. Well, his house was just littered with all of the conspiracy hierarchies books you could think of, and I mean, he took me down to the Library of Congress. And him and I photocopied the Communist International Plan documents 1919 to 1943 by Jane DeGrasse, and it's all laid out right there. I mean, it's just incredible that they were talking about this back in the 20s and 30s. They said that the 20th century was going to be the American century, and the 21st century was going to be the Chinese century. And boy, if we aren't witnessing that, I don't know how they could call it back then, but he took the time to understand that stuff. And another great book that he gave me was called The Christian History of the United States Constitution of America.
Wow, so he gave me the same book out of the back of his car like 25 years ago. It's somewhere around here.
This is an incredible book. I highly recommend it. It goes through everything. It talks about the buckets and buckets of blood that have been spilled in it, and it gets into the ideas of it and why it happened. But on the front cover here, you got a picture. You got some pilgrims up front with guns. And then you got the father or priest or pastor right behind them. And then you've got the women and children. And there and there at the six, you got the pilgrims with guns again. And that's your fox. That's your fox right there in the hen house story. You know, everybody's protecting their livelihood. But those people that stepped out at first to start our country, they took an oath with God and trusted him, and they just put everything in his hands. You know, sailing across the Atlantic, most of the ships didn't make it, and it was a really dangerous voyage.
And at least five colonies failed before.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's an incredible history, and that's one of the things I'm most thankful for, is that Granddad turned me on to our incredible history that we have as a country. And it's not something that's taught. You know, you don't find out about this stuff in school or college. You have to actually go and dig for it. And that's part of the plan. that's done on purpose. You know, I met a guy out here, I was just in passing, and he told me, he's like, hey, you know how we got everybody to be so focused on recycling? We started with the kids. And I was like, you know, why don't we start with the kids with math, reading, and writing, and the Pledge of Allegiance, and a little bit about our history? Why don't we just do that at first instead of, you know, making our number one export to China recyclable trash?
No, I agree. Let's go back here to interrupt you because it's incredible. Get back to him developing incredible high-tech technology. They still say the Blackbird is the fastest plane in service in the 50s. We know it's not. We know your dad was involved in a lot of those developments early on and right through the programs in the 80s. Talk about him then seeing, as the head of the Air Force Weapons Development, return debris that was his technology and things they'd already developed in the Air Force. How big a deal that literally him being visited by the men in black, grabbing the I mean, that's huge what he told you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that was kind of a turning point for him, you know, in the development, because he lamented later on that all he did was give the New World Order the tools for carrying out their, you know, their exploits. But that, I don't think that's true because, you know, another book that he gave me was Science of Coercion by Christopher Simpson. And that's an incredible book where they were predicting back in the 50s how wars were going to be fought and won. And they weren't going to be fought and won through, you know, traditional means. It was going to be keystrokes. And we're there. We're 100% there. And, you know, he realized that later on in his life. But he, you know, that's what I want to talk a little bit about is the dichotomy of that is like he had these competing ideas. He witnessed, you know, indiscriminate killings in the war. Then he witnessed building like superior technology that's helpful, you know, that can execute a war in a precise manner, a precise and quick manner. And then he figured out that, hey, guess what? There's a whole nother, you know, group of people out here that want to control this technology and, not essentially use it for the benefit of our country, but they want to use it to drive societal change. And one of the biggest things in that was Oklahoma City bombing. And when he really started speaking out about that, it was incredible. I mean, he realized right up front that there was no way that the single truck bomb narrative could create that amount of damage. You know, to those reinforced concrete columns.
I mean, the blast points, blowing them off with a plastic explosive.
Yeah. And he, you know, he went there and he was advocating for an independent, you know, evaluation of the damage that was done there. And he couldn't get it. He couldn't get it. He tried and tried, and he filed his report and sent it to Congress. And he, you know, he got around and tried to rally the troops, but I don't think, you know, the troops were ready to rally behind something like that just yet, you know, as far as at least getting the truth out there about what happened. And, it was an incredible event. And it was a life-changing event for Granddad because he just said, you know what, I'm not going to let this slide. And I'm not, you know, he spoke out on it because he knew what was true just from having such experience, you know, going around testing things and building bombs. And
then he showed how Delta Force put the bomb on top the concrete part of the Davidian church that later came out in Congress. He was right. He exposed it all.
That, I was a little kid sitting at his table in his house, and he pulled up that Waco video, and he showed me the assault on the building. And I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I imagine being 10 years old watching that stuff on Amba. I couldn't believe it. I said, this is insane. You know,
stay there. David Parton, grandson of the legendary Benton K. Parton, the admitted main scientist behind so much of what you see, and then also launching the Liberty Movement to the next level and being a mentor to me. We'll be right back. Stay with us for clips of him.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals, more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're fighting the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, all the really cool people you never hear about in the history books, but General Benton K. Parton was one of them. And I'm not going to tell any private stories here. And back when I was young and didn't really realize it all, I wondered why these prominent men were taking time out to encourage me and really help energized me to take action, but they were setting booby traps for the globalists, and they really gave me the encouragement to go forward. And that's something General Parton did. He's able to lead the military and do projects nobody else could because of his leadership and really empowering people with his intensity and his focus. And we've got his grandson, who's a veteran himself and also an inventor, scientist. He's also out in Hawaii at Deals with Dave Hawaii. He's a real estate agent on Instagram at Deals with Dave in Hawaii. David Parton is our guest, General Parton's grandson, and really his confidant, very close to him. David, continuing here, talking about this, there's so many facets to hit, but just what would your grandfather think about the world today? Because he told me, he said, listen, they may launch their takeover, their communist breakdown of the economy, and their open borders, and their gun confiscation now. And they're going to open the prisons up right before the communists take over. That's to fill us up with them. And I'm hearing all this. We see him trying it today. What would he be doing and saying today if he was with us?
He was big on the molecular vision of life. So he understood that there was a kind of a scientific cabal at the top. You would say that he called them pencil necks. And he said, I don't want to let the pencil necks run my life. And one of the stories is that he went to some meeting at Woods Hole, a gathering of scientists, and he met Theodore von Kersman there. And that guy was a legitimate rocket scientist. And Granddad told me that he could take a paper napkin, a barroom napkin, and draw a two-scale rocket engine on the back of that. And so once he started realizing, like, hey, you know, we've got these really smart people at the top of the military-industrial complex, he started exploring the medical community, and he started believing that, you know, the medical community was going to become a kind of a ward of the state eventually, which is unfortunate, but it all falls back into that underlying plan that he understood. And once his plan, started unfolding more, I'm sure he would be out front right now today, at his church, talking about things that are happening right now and encouraging people and encouraging pastors and encouraging, his city council. Grant was actually chairman of the Fairfax County, Virginia, city council. So he was kind of an important guy. He worked for Reagan for a little while. He didn't just take his military career and stop, but he took his underlying, knowledge, and he transferred it into the political realm. And then he also was in the religious realm too, working to educate people. And that's really, I think, is the most important thing that we got to carry on, is that we're here at this point. We just got to continue to educate people. Let's say some grab a hold of them, just like he grabbed you, or he never really grabbed me like that, but he just kind of walked me into all this stuff. But he definitely would be out there telling folks to wake up, pay attention. This is a plan, and we got to do something to fix it. Otherwise, it's just we're not going to have a country left, and that's a scary prospect.
Well, on the phone and then once in person, I'll be bringing up other issues. And one time he grabbed me by the arm, I guess you've heard the story, in like a restaurant, and he said, listen to me. All you got to do is learn the communist program and fight that. We'll beat them. You just stop worrying about all the side issues. Do you hear me? And he goes, you need to take action. You've got what it takes. And I just remember like, whoa. And but he was dead right, though, because you can look at all the side issues, but it's a communist plan. When you look at that, it's what it is. If you know what the communists do, you know what they're going to do next. And you've been proven right.
100%. 100%. And that's the thing that about Granddad is he I don't think he was a very heavily religious person growing up, in his life till later. And then he told me a story, and it's a pretty incredible story that I'd like to share about when he was he almost died. It was at the end of the war, and he one of the admirals was throwing a party in the Philippines or something, and he was a pilot at the time, and one of the admiral's aides loaded up a bunch of like party equipment onto his airplane without, checking the loads and the weight and balance for the plane. And so when he got on the runway, his weights and balance wasn't correct. And so he's about to take off, and he's hammered down on the throttles, and he's getting right towards the end of the runway. And he said, I didn't understand it at the time, but until later when he was studying aeronautics. But he said he felt something grab his hand and go down and pull the flaps down. And what that did to the plane was it increased the lift, and it enabled him to get the plane off the ground. And he said he almost cleared, he almost hit Aloha Tower, which is kind of a historic monument out here in Oahu, the beautiful Aloha Tower right there in the harbor, welcoming, you know, all the visitors and people from all around the world. But he said he almost hit that thing, but he was able to get the plane up and, you know, tested it out and was able
That's
to fly.
That's an incredible story. Most of us, I think they're close to God, have had those. I have had similar experiences in my life when I was going to die, and literally an angel, the hand of God, whatever. Like, I've even heard, like, a voice, like, watch out, look out. And then a mugger comes around with a club trying to kill me. That happened once. Another time, it's the same deal. It's like, it's God's real. If God has a mission for you, God's going to protect you till that mission is carried out.
I totally agree, Alex. And, you know, Granddad passed away December 20th, 2019. I wasn't able to go to the funeral, so, you know, this is a little bit of eulogy for me. So I appreciate being on here and sharing some information with the most important people, I think, in the world, all the info warriors out
there. How old was he when he died?
Oh, man, they put him on the spot. He's almost 98, I believe.
Wow.
98 years old. Yeah, he almost made it to 100. Yeah. Yeah, he's an incredible guy. Been through heart surgeries. I mean, all kinds of stuff. That was 5 months before he passed away. That was in April. 5 months before he passed away. Or, yeah, 8 months before he passed away.
Yeah, almost. What were some of the last things he said to you the last time you saw him?
You know, Granddad was, he was still in good spirits. You know, he recognized me, and he, you know, we actually talked about just normal kid stuff, you know, how we're doing and how's life in the islands and, you know, things like that. Just small talk, nothing major. And he was kind of, you know, towards the end of his life, his mental abilities were kind of going. And you get there eventually once you're almost 100 years old, you know. I think if you can put your pants on one leg at a time.
I agree. Was that you 10 years ago? We called and called and he couldn't come on, and then somebody from the family called and said, sorry, he's kind of a little bit Alzheimer's. Was that you or who was that called me?
It wasn't me, Alex. This is the first time we're talking.
Yeah. Well, what a great family you got. I guess are you guys really proud of your grandfather?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, when we growing up in going to his house was always something that we looked forward to. I remember I used to ride the train up from my house up to his house, and I'd get off the train, he'd be standing there he'd always drive a Cadillac, so he'd pick us up in his Cadillac and take us back to the house. And
a real American. Let's come back and play some historic clips of General Benton K. Parton, your grandfather, on the other side. Wow. We've got David Parton with us right now, generalparton.com, on Twitter @highway_30. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Grandson of the great General Benton K. Parton back on. So much to talk about here, but let me ask you this. I remember doing interviews, probably close to 100. It was at least 70 or 80 interviews over 15 years or so with your grandfather. And I remember that he would just bring up, well, I ran the HAARP program. It was really over the horizon to see ICBMs come in from Russia and blah, blah, blah. And they claim it's this, but it's really not that. And just all the thing, and I would look it up, and it was true that he ran that program and actually started it. I mean, he was involved in the deepest of the deep state, and as you're saying, he was exposing what Eisenhower in 61, his farewell address, said, I guess in like, was it 1961, early January 1961, before Kennedy took over, about a scientific, technological elite that had taken control of the military-industrial complex and how dangerous it was. And your grandfather, I guess, really saw that and knew that. But did he ever tell you about HAARP stuff or space planes or all the other stuff he was involved in?
Alex, we never got into that. As a grandkid, I think, if you could go back to that picture, guys, of him receiving that briefing when he was a colonel, I'd like to give a little context to that. Right there. Okay. So he's getting a briefing from the lead manager at a hypervelocity gun range right there. All right. And this is like in the late 60s or 70s. And, if you look at his eyes right there, I never saw those eyes. Like me growing up as a, I never saw those eyes. It was always a kind, gentle, showing us stuff, teaching us things.
Well,
like
I got to see those eyes. That was what's interesting.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. He showed them to people, and don't get me wrong. If you stepped out of line, you might catch those. But that was him doing that pretty much all the time for over 30 years. He had that look on his face, and when you're in a war, you make sacrifices, and he was in a war, several of them, and he had to make some sacrifices, and I think one of those was him being gone all the time, and his kids not getting to see him, so he kind of wanted to show to us, that he was there for us, and we just got to.
Well,
spend
I think the whole point of that is getting stuff done and noting to people this is serious. I don't think even so much people were in trouble when your grandfather was like, listen to me, this is serious, you need to understand this.
Absolutely, yeah, 100%. And he'd try to shake you up and make you understand it if you weren't grasping it. Growing up around him, it was an
he told me, he said, the communists are going to take over, they're going to put everybody in forced labor camps, they're literally going to destroy your family, this is serious, you understand, you're fighting communists. You understand that?
Yeah. And that's serious business. Once we get, once people start grasping, and I think the tide's really turned lately, is that the New World Order's plan is 100% booby trapped. They jumped the shark way too early. It's just too many good, God fearing, good Americans in this country to let something like that happen.
And that's my point, is that he realized that I and others were fighting, so that's why he was so serious. It was military then. Well, this is the fight for the Republic. And he was helping set those booby traps. And I'm glad you brought that analogy up, because that's what he was critical in doing.
Yeah. It's not a game. It's not a game we're playing here. It said God judges the heart, but the heart is where your actions reside inside of your head.
That's right. Let's play a clip here. We got three of these clips. I need to get to them. Here's General Parton more than 20 years ago. Talks about how all the false flags attacks are created for a world communist system, how NATO expansion is part of the goal, and that the media and the government are working together to stop dissenting opinion. Here it is.
When the bomb went off in Oklahoma, President Clinton said, who was responsible? The generators of hate. Who are the generators of hate? The Christian right. Talk show hosts. Now, there's also a lot of forbidden information out there by the media. And the media have been organized continuously for the last couple hundred years. And this goes way, way back. Now, forbidden information. We've heard a lot about collective security, trying to move NATO into Western Europe. One of the stated, declared chief objectives of the communist world for many years has been to establish a global collective security system. They've been talking about a collective security system. It reaches from Halifax in Canada to Sakhalin Island, so the other side of China. And bring this all together in a collective security system. And NATO is now a functional part of NATO. I mean, of the United Nations. Their target number one was to destroy Christianity, in specific, in all religions in general. And Voltaire said, I will destroy Christianity if it takes 1,000 years. And the first item on their list, the first item is a total subjugation of public opinion and the annihilation of the faith of all Christian nations. And there's a whole bunch of others. But the first thing is the control of public opinion.
The censorship, the attack on Christians, NATO is the New World Order takeover arm. He said that 20 plus years ago, and it's all happening now. What a visionary.
Yeah, and it's not, and Alex, once you got the keys, it's not hard to predict it. So I don't understand why the battle plan, we just can't move on. It's like, I think it's in everybody's head.
We know the enemy battle plan. Your grandfather gave it to us. It should be easy to beat.
Exactly. So let's, I think we're doing an excellent job. All kinds of things going on right now. The Roe versus Wade probably getting overturned. That's incredible. We've got, I mean, it just, somebody once blessed is, may you live in interesting times, and we certainly do.
We do. Here's another clip of him 25 years ago at Oklahoma City. General Parton reveals how he knew that it was a cover-up in Oklahoma City. Here it is.
When the bomb went off in Oklahoma, I knew within the first few hours that somebody was lying. Because you know from evidence, from the architecture of the building, the asymmetry in the collapse of the building, the reach of the warhead was absolutely totally incompatible with 4,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate and fuel oil, or ethanol. So my move was initially, within the first day or two, to get in contact with the senator from Oklahoma's office and try to keep that building from coming down. I knew because they were lying, they would try to cover it up, and they would bring the building down and bury it as quick as they possibly could, or get rid of it, dispose of it. And so I went to Senator Nichols' office, and his assistant, who was handling things for Oklahoma, said he would check it out, see what he could do. I was trying to get him to get the Oklahoma National Guard to do an independent investigation. And 2 days later, he said, well, he talked to the people, and there's a lot of difference of opinion in Oklahoma with respect to what happened. And from that comment, I decided he was going to do nothing, so I turned out a technical report and sent it to 75 senators and congressmen who had very good voting records. And essentially it was a black hole. Most of them sent the report to the FBI for their information and action. One senator wrote a letter back and said, I've withdrawn my report, my support for the counterterrorism bill, and we'll see to it that it is cleaned up before it gets through. But the reaction was pretty much like a black hole. As you know, they went ahead and took the building down and physically buried it. It was physically buried. The pressure from, say, we're out here where it had been 500 to 700,000 pounds per square inch where the explosive went off. By the time you got to the first point of contact, is this column, the pressure would have been down to about 385 pounds. And that's enough when you can load structures to get failure, because you cannot get the kind of failure, what you call Broussard's failure, where the stuff turns to powder. You cannot get any of the Broussard's damage, but there's a lot of Broussard's damage in the building. So you know, there were demolition charges inside the building. The FEMA report said they took the FBI figures for the size of the crater, which was 28 feet across, 6.8 feet deep. And said to generate a crater that size, it would require 4,000 pounds of TNT. TNT is a standard, sort of a standard measure against which you measure everything else. So we're taking 4,000 pounds of TNT. And these areas are proportional to weights. So if this is 4,000 pounds of TNT, it would have taken 14,800 pounds of AFNO to give you the same blast equivalence in a 2.5-ton truck. So that's just totally incompatible.
And then we have all the witnesses of them planting the bombs in the buildings, even the names of the feds. Do 5 more minutes with us. Very impressive. David Parton, GeneralParton.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back with a few more minutes with you. And I got a bunch of other clips. We'll have to add them in post of General Parton's amazing work. You can see what a great leader he was. True Americana. And we stand on his shoulders. And I thank General Parton for his influence and his tutelage, because InfoWars wouldn't be here without him and many others. We salute you, General Parton. We love you.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.